FM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News. Gunfire at Chiefs rally. I'm Michelle Franzen. In Kansas City, Missouri, reports of several people shot following the end of celebrations for the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl win. Kansas City police say two armed people have been detained for further investigation. Ambulances were arriving on scene to treat people, but their injuries unknown. ABC's Alex Perez is on the ground in downtown Kansas City with more.
The rally had just ended, maybe about 10 minutes or so, when we saw the chaos. We saw groups of people sort of running, appearing to be running for their lives. And then we heard sirens. We heard ambulance sirens and police vehicle sirens. Now, at this point, the information we have is still early.
Again, reports of several people shot at the Chiefs' victory parade and rally. Police say two people are in custody. Hundreds of thousands of fans on hand for the Chiefs' Super Bowl championship rally at the time. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative map's proposal to sign into law. Evers' map's bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the map's case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Lake Superior School District teachers rallied outside of Two Harbors High School on Tuesday for better pay. According to a Northern News Now report, teachers in the school district have been pushing for a nearly 8% raise since last June. The school district has countered with a 3% raise this year and next year, but says declining enrollment and a lack of funding are making it difficult to figure out how to pay their teachers more. District officials are hoping the community will step up to help increase teacher pay. St. Louis County allowed residents to evaluate voting machines at the St. Louis County Courthouse on Tuesday. The community evaluation is meant to restore confidence in voters that their elections are being conducted fairly, a critical reassurance for people amid persisting rhetoric about election security. With the presidential primary less than a month away, election officials are making sure their equipment works properly and residents feel confident that their votes will be counted. All counties are required to conduct the test. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I'm Trigvi Olsen. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and AJ Storr each with double doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the low 40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love tonight, bringing breezy winds and cloudy skies and a shot of snow overnight, bringing around 1 to 2 inches. After that, we cool down to highs in the 20s. Currently, it's 39.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Jim from Racine, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jim.
I voted for Reagan back in the day. I guess I've been supporting more of the Democratic Party for the last 40 years or so, but people don't say, oh, man, she's a Republican, she's a Democrat, she's whatever. I'm a human being. All these other things aren't important. We need to unite against a bigger threat. I think the threat is us becoming a dictatorship. They want us to fail.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Stay on Matt Nair on Air public service announcement with Dr. Kristen Lyerly at 11:06, and we talk sports with the Acme Packing Company's Paul Noonan. Join us.
Hayward's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live statewide from the Civic Media studios in Green Bay. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who wears a bathing suit in the shower, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Kicking off hour two on one of the most romantic evenings of the year, ladies and gentlemen. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. It could probably also be one of the loneliest nights of the year, depending. Conrad is not in a relationship at the moment.
Yes.
He doesn't seem overly concerned about that.
No.
You've got time. Your biological clock is ticking, but you've got time. some text. Our question tonight is, it's kind of a mishmash. What are you giving up for Lent, and how do you celebrate Fat Tuesday? And we got, oh, Aunt Carla, everyone in Conrad's family is texting in tonight. That's great. Aunt Carla listening. My favorite Valentine movie is Hope Floats. And Conrad, we need another wedding again in the family. May she pass the gene test. I think your Aunt Carla is trying to marry you off, Conrad. She got all caught up in Alexandra's advice from Matchmaking Wisconsin. We got to find Conrad a girl. And then Papa Rico, I'm about to bring Rob Thomas in. We will ask him. Papa Rico says, hey, Pete, have you seen the movie Marrying Man with Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger? Just thought it was a cool love story. Which leads me to this question, which I will save for Rob Thomas, who joins us now. He's the entertainment reporter from the Capital Times and a friend of the show. One of the best friends of the show, if I could be so bold. Hey, Rob.
I love that. Hey, Pete, how's it going?
Yeah. Let's make this besties. I think we're long overdue.
So. Well, today is Galentine's Day, right?
Yes.
For female, so let's lean into that a little bit.
What do we call it? Brolentines.
Palentines.
Palentines. I love it. Yeah, Brolentines means we have to hang out with Josh Brolin.
I'm not opposed to that either.
I would love to pal that around with the Brolins.
Seems cool.
Yeah. His dad was in A Guy Thing, which I co-wrote. I met him at the premiere, and he wanted nothing to do with me, but he seemed like a nice guy.
He's like blindingly handsome. I know that.
Yeah, he is. He's got that white hair.
Yeah.
I need to stop myself. I'm getting verklempt. But it is Valentine's Day, so that's okay. Rob, do you have big plans for tomorrow?
Not really. I think we're going to make heart-shaped pancakes for the kids. Oh, and there might be a couple of boxes of chocolate I've purchased wife and daughter.
Oops.
Yeah, probably not something to talk about.
Listen, Rob.
Why am I big of me? But yeah, you know, aside from that,
I don't want to get you in trouble. We broke a story earlier, Conrad and I. I obtained the audio of what was actually said on the sidelines between Andy Reid and Travis Kelce. So we might have saved one relationship. Conrad, go ahead. Let's play that for Rob in case he didn't hear that.
Stop with the selfies. Get back in the game.
I'm not kidding, coach. Stop sending nude selfies to my girlfriend. Get back in the game.
Come on, you guys, break it up.
Chill.
So I'm just saying, I don't break many stories, Rob, but I got the rights to that one.
Yeah, I'm not a lip reader, but that does track. Okay. Yeah.
And the other question is Andy Reid really nude if he's got the mustache still? So I don't know. These are just the questions I feel need to be asked. All right. I'm wasting your time, Rob.
No, this is the best. But you're just putting images in my head that won't leave.
Especially not before Valentine's Day.
There you go.
It is sweet when you have kids. They kind of become your Valentines too. And that's kind of fun too. It's not quite, you know, it's not the romantic angle, but it's just kind of a very sweet thing. So I wish you luck with the pancakes. That's pretty cool.
Yes. As a spoiler, my wife, her two sons, she got them gummy Nintendo controllers.
Oh, wow.
Instead of a box of chocolates. So I think they're going to be pretty excited about that.
That's very cool. I want one of those.
Yeah.
So, hey, are you, so I mentioned this to you before when we were texting. Do you have favorite romantic Valentine's movies? Are you, I know it's tough to think of them offhand, but.
Yeah, well, the thing is, like, the romantic comedies, and there are great ones, like Notting Hill. Then there are romantic dramas. And, like, I was thinking, like, most of them end pretty badly. Like, you know, at least somebody dies. Like, somebody slips off the door into the frozen water, or ending of The Notebook is, you know, it's, or I mean, they're always a little bit of a tearjerker. There's not that many where, like, it's a drama, but they come through it okay. The first one that comes to mind for me is the Before trilogy, Before Sunrise, Sunset, Before Midnight. People have never seen these; they're amazing. Ethan Hawke and Julie Delpy, and they filmed them like at least 10 years apart, right? And
yeah.
Sort of like checking every 10 years with this couple. That would be my pick for most romantic movie.
I'm so glad you said that because I have not seen any of those movies.
They're great. And you should watch them. I know this dumb to say watch them in order, but like I saw the first one in the theater. And there's always sort of a bit of a cliffhanger about where they're going to be in 10 years. And then the next one, and then another kind of cliffhanger.
Yeah.
So they're really cool that way. And Richard Linklater, the director, is one of my favorite directors. And
he's great.
Yeah. So, you know, low key, you know, not Notebook level schmaltz or fireworks, just kind of like just two people, you know, get to know each other.
I have two that are kind of on opposite ends of the spectrum for me. One is Groundhog Day. I just think it's like a very sweet romantic movie. Funny.
Yes. 'Cause
you got Bill Murray. And then the actual movie Valentine's Day was just kind of didn't work. I don't know if you saw it. It's pretty old, but.
Is that the Gary Marshall one?
Yeah. I wanted Taylor to Swift like
in
it.
That? A young Taylor Swift in that. Is that the one?
Oh, I don't know. Let's go to the IMDb Pro. That's a great question.
There's like 20 different people in that movie, right?
Yeah.
10 different storylines. I haven't seen that one.
I saw it years ago, and it got like a 10 on Rotten Tomatoes, and I was like...
Yeah, Taylor Swift is in it.
Nice work,
as Conrad. Felicia.
Wow. Not Felicia. Yeah.
Long before. But yeah,
was that Gary Marshall? There's a point which he was just making a movie about every holiday.
Yeah.
He did like New Year's Day and...
Yeah. Exactly.
He did make it to Arbor Day, but I don't think.
Oh, that would have been a movie, huh?
Yeah.
Have you seen Hope Floats? One of our listeners, Paparico, says that's a good movie with Alec Baldwin.
That is the Meryl Streep, Tommy Lee Jones one. Am I right about that, or is that a different one?
Well, he says Alec Baldwin and Kim Basinger.
It's actually called Marrying Man. You said Hope Floats.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Hope Floats is my aunt. Yeah.
Okay.
So is Marrying Man.
Marrying Man. That's right. Kim Basinger and Alec Baldwin.
I have not seen Marrying Man, but that reminds me of another Alec Baldwin movie. Have you ever seen Prelude to a Kiss with Meg Ryan?
Yeah, I think I did years ago.
Do you remember the premise of that? That her, it's insane. Like her soul gets into the body of an old man, and then she has to love the old man, and he has to, knowing that her soul, it's wild. It is a wild movie. But romantic in its way, sure.
Yeah, that sounds like a movie that wouldn't get my motor running, but, you know, who am I to judge? So, Rob, what should I be watching right now? What, you know, how are you doing on the Oscar movies? And are you binging anything?
Well, speaking of Oscars, I'm down to just one I haven't seen yet, Anatomy of a Fall, which you told me was pretty good.
Yeah.
I did catch up with Past Lives, speaking of romantic movies, and that's like incredibly romantic. It's sort of a love triangle, or even not like a love triangle, but sort of like a what might have been kind of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, it's excellent movie. And I think a lot of the movies are coming back to theaters. So if you want to see in theaters, like the Marcus near us is showing like five in a row. And
yeah, that's
so
cool.
Yeah. What else are we?
I saw
watching?
American Fiction last weekend. I really liked it, but I have to say, I mean, I have no complaints. It's a good movie. I didn't really see the kind of the Oscar quality. I don't really like that phrase, but I did really enjoy it. I thought it was great. I love Jeffrey Wright, and I was surprised to see Leslie Uggams in a movie. That was pretty cool.
Right, playing his mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's funny when you see a movie after it's been nominated for an Oscar. You know what I mean?
Because
then it's
right.
kind of got that like, this is going to be one of the best movies of the year.
Right.
And it's like very hard for a movie to live up to that hype.
Even that's
that
true.
Mental hype. Yeah. I thought it was really good. I was actually surprised that it wasn't a flat out comedy. That it's more dramatic than at least some of it is. But I really liked it. There's a movie opening this Friday called The Taste of Things with Juliette Binoche, which was really good.
Oh.
Great foodie movie about a sort of gourmet and his personal chef and the relationship they have together. French movie. That's really good.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you like movies, food movies, Rob?
Love food movies. Love. Did you see Big Night?
I was just going to ask you about that. Such a great movie.
Yeah. That's the one that comes to mind. Tony Shalhoub. Green Bay Zone.
Yeah.
Tony Shalhoub. And Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And who's they're hoping that, Tito Puente, right?
I think it's Louis Prima.
Oh, Louis Prima. That's right.
Yeah. 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 And so they make this incredible, it's like these two brothers in like probably the 50s in Italian, run an Italian restaurant.
Yeah.
Make this incredible spread for hoping Louis Prima will show up.
That's so great.
Great movie about, yeah, just a great
food. I remember a scene where they were arguing about, and I think it's Tony Shalhoub says the risotto, like they keep having this, how it's too well done or not. And that was such a fun movie. And then the one with Jon Favreau and Scarlett Johansson, was it called Chef?
Called Chef. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
That was
it's really good. There is a funny scene in that where like, cause Jon Favreau also directed.
Yeah.
And there's a scene where he's the chef and he's making like pasta. And Scarlett Johansson is looking at him like he is the sexiest thing on earth, making this basic pasta. I'm like,
wait, I think it was a grilled cheese. I think it was a grilled cheese he was making.
Oh, was it? Okay, yeah. But it's like the simple thing. It's like, that's the power of a director that you could put yourself in that situation.
And then she like takes a bite into it, and the bread is like crunchy, and you just see that it's like, I don't even really like grilled cheese. I'm like, that is awesome, you know. Rob Thomas is my guest, the entertainment reporter from the Capital Times. When we come back, we might give Rob a fun 80s dude movie quiz, if you're up for that, Rob.
I'm game.
All right, that's next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Matt Nair on Air.
I heard that new promo featuring Earl and Sandy Williams talking about being influencers. Now I cannot get the vision out of my head of those two doing TikToks.
I think we should do a series of videos of Calvin teaching them how to be influencers, like teaching them how to dance.
I'm not going to say I don't dance, but I'm not a good dancer, so I don't know.
Matt Nair on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back from the 608 Hope Floats. Sandra Bullock and Harry Connick Jr. from Aunt Carla. Thank you, Carla. That's right. And then one more from the 920 from Christy Barlaman. It goes a little something like this. Number one, Amanda. Number two, Convoy. Number three, Todd. Y'all rock. Great job, y'all. Christy doesn't strike me as a y'all type. But she did it. Okay. That was her ranking her producers here at WGBW. Amanda, Conrad, and Todd. Conrad, how is your love profile coming along?
I'm almost done. I still got to get a picture from when I was 19.
That's what they want on that site? Maybe a baby picture, too? Rob Thomas is with us from the Capital Times. Rob, so you wrote a really cool article in your Substack about a movie with this title that I just thought this has to be a comedy, but it's actually a very poignant, sweet story. Can you tell us about it? The film is called Mom and Dad's Nipple Factory. And the filmmaker is someone called Justin Superstar. I thought this was going to be like a crazy comedy, but tell us about the movie a little bit.
Yeah. I think the title is designed so that when it comes on Netflix, you stop scrolling because it's like, what is, you know, that title sticks in your mind. Yeah. But it's actually, you know, a very sweet story about this couple, well, family, you know, Claire. And Justin Superstar was the son of one of five kids. And the mom is a very extroverted, outgoing person. The dad is like an engineer, very sort of introverted. And the mom is diagnosed with breast cancer. Totally upends the family, survives, gets a mastectomy. And the dad starts working on developing a prosthetic nipple that like looks completely lifelike, matches the other one, you know. And so the movie is the story of how this became this business that you did out of their house and helped women all over the world. And so it's a pretty incredible story. And it's also a very personal story about Justin, the son, was sort of the black sheep of the family, and this making this movie kind of brought him into the fold. So in Madison, Thursday night, it's playing at the Barrymore here at a Gildas Club. I think it's a fundraiser. I know they're going to be there and talk about the film.
Oh, nice.
But it's a great story. It's an unlikely title for that kind of movie.
Yeah, it served its purpose, right? I mean, it grabs your attention. I love the local angle. They're from Eau Claire. That's so great. So we want to give you a quiz, Rob. Two people have taken this quiz. Rachel Monick from Fox 11. She did okay, but she pointed out halfway through the quiz, this is very dude movie. Movie-ish. And it is. So Dom from The Devil's Advocate took it. He was in the studio here Friday night, and he crushed it. So this is not going to be tough for you. Let's get through a few of these and see how Rob does. Are you ready, Conrad?
Yeah.
All right. Fire away. Just let us know when you think you know it, Rob. And Conrad, get the bell ready, buddy.
You know, it's an odd name. I don't recall having seen it on the club registry.
Well, I don't formally belong. I'm a guest of my aunt's.
No.
Your aunt?
No.
What?
Right, Mrs. Smith.
Joan or Margaret?
Uh-huh, right.
Oh, that's which Fletch. One? I'm sorry.
Fletch.
Yeah.
He got it.
Margaret.
Out of the box.
All right, Rob's one for one. We don't penalize just because you guessed quickly. I like the aggressiveness. All right, go.
Do you want me to wait till the clip's done? Okay.
No. You, as soon as you think you know it, go for it. That's okay. Fine. That's totally fine.
Got me in trouble just now.
I like your gamer spirit, Rob.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Conrad.
Come in, Ray.
Pittman, I saw it.
It's right here, Ray. It's looking at
there
me.
There you go.
He's an ugly little spud, isn't he?
Correct.
I think he can hear you, Ray.
Which will be remade soon, right, Rob?
Another remake is coming. Yeah. This Frozen Empire, yeah, with former Madison Carrie Coon, isn't it?
Oh, I love good. Her. She's from yeah. Madison.
Well, she went to school here, and she was at American Players Theater for a few years.
No way.
And but and our arts writer interviewed her because she's on this HBO show, The Gilded Age.
Yeah.
And she asked me, "Do you have any questions for Carrie Coon?" And I said, "Yeah. Does busting make her feel good?" And she asked the question. She said, "Yeah, it does." Although I guess the packs are real. The proton packs are really heavy. They're like 40 pounds.
Oh, that's so cool. I didn't know she was in that. I just 3 nights ago finished Fargo season 3. And I'm like, who is this actress? She's so good. And it surprises me almost. You said she has a theater background because she's so just such a great film actor too.
Yes, very much. Yeah, she's great. She's great.
That's so cool. I didn't know she had Wisconsin ties. Conrad, we need to put her on the list.
I'm taking a memo.
Okay. All right. You ready for another one, Rob?
Yeah, let's go.
All right.
209 at a ground control. We're loaded and ready to taxi.
Goodbye, Bill.
Goodbye, darling. I love you, darling.
209er, taxi to runway 19er.
Airplane.
Goodbye, darling.
I'm going to ding that one, too. That was perfect. All right, Rob.
There's a big, big Wisconsin connection, as we know. Because the Zucker Brothers. Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah. All right, fire. Rob is 3 for 3, by the way, and I'm not surprised. Go ahead, Conrad.
Hey, orange balls. I'll have a box of those. Give me a box of those naked lady tees, and give me 2 of those. Give me 6 of those. Oh, this is the worst looking hat I ever saw. Well, you buy a hat like this, I'll bet you get a free bowl of soup, huh? Oh, it looks good on you, though.
Yeah, I'm going to say Caddyshack.
Yep.
I was very early on Caddyshack. I was like 4 questions early.
You knew it was coming.
That's right. Yeah.
All right. Got another one, Conrad. 4 for 4. He's crushing it.
Hello, may I help you? You can sure as hell try. Hi, I'm Abe Froman. Party of 3 for 12.
Bueller?
Nice work.
You're Abe Froman.
5 for 5. Let's see if we can get 1 or 2 more in, Conrad. And all right, go ahead.
Once we get in the car.
No problem, Red. What you need is my special 5-point plan.
Come on, Damone, I need real help here.
What do you mean? Hey, men have died trying to obtain this valuable information, you know. But I'll give it to you for free.
Okay, what's your 5-point plan?
All right. Now pay attention. First of all, Rat, you never let on how much you like a girl.
That time?
Yeah!
Oh, good.
I thought that was going to be my tough one. I thought these were so easy, and
that was tough. That took me. Yeah.
Yeah. I went the Damone angle as opposed to Spicoli.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, you still got it. So it's not like it was that tough. But, all right. 6 for 6. Let's do one more, Conrad. Conrad's going to act this one out.
Bender, that's school property there. I mean, that doesn't belong to us, and it's something not to be toyed with. That's very funny. Come on, fix it. You should really fix that. Maya, genius. Fresh.
Funny guy.
Fix the door.
You got it.
Just shh. Listen, been here before. I know what I'm doing. No,
double bells.
Good one.
Rob, that was awesome. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks so much for your time tonight, buddy. It's always great to have you on.
That was a blast. Thanks, Pete.
We're besties now, so you got to come back soon.
Absolutely.
All right.
Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Brolin's Day.
Yeah, you got it. We'll see you at the Brolin's place a little later. That's Rob Thomas from the Capital Times. Always fun. Coming up next on Nightlight is the Dallas String Quartet. Very exciting. This is Pete Schwab and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The owner of the Lutzen Resort Lodge released a statement on Facebook over the weekend vowing to rebuild the lodge following the fire that destroyed it. According to the statement, Bryce Campbell intends to rebuild the lodge as closely as possible to the original. Campbell also called for an end to the negativity surrounding the fire following a report that found the lodge had only resolved 4 of the 7 violations it received from its last inspection. He also said he'll attempt to keep the stones from the building's fireplace intact. The Duluth City Council voted to move forward with the Incline Village project on Monday night with an 8-1 vote. The proposed housing development would be located at the former Central High School location. The developers of the project say it's a step towards addressing pressing needs in the area, including housing, childcare, inclusion, and workforce development. Construction on the project could start by this summer, and families could start moving into the development by the summer of 2025. And that's what you need to know. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
You look at Taylor Swift. She fought off the bitterness of defeat when she lost her records, when she was kind of duped by a manager. People who told her she'd never amount to anything. But it doesn't matter if you like her music or not. I'm a fan of anyone. Doesn't matter whether they're an artist or an athlete or just a common Jane or Joe. If you've overcome something in your life, you're a winner. If you've made it through, that's what it's all about.
The Todd Allbaugh Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Norma Rae would be proud. Deadline.com reports that workers at Disneyland who are not unionized have decided to try to join Actors Equity. The alliance makes sense given that these are the park employees who wear the costumes and are the most visible in the Magic Kingdom. The same employees at Disney World and Florida have been unionized for decades. The workers are calling themselves Magic United and are hoping to be recognized by the company, but said they aren't afraid to wear their costumes to the negotiating table. Alicia Keys fans took to social media to debate whether or not her voice crack on the song If I Ain't Got You Baby during the Super Bowl halftime show was edited out of the performance before it was posted on the NFL's YouTube channel. In a related story, Janet Jackson's boob was quoted as saying, "Seriously?" For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the low 40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love tonight, bringing breezy winds and cloudy skies and a shot of snow overnight, bringing around 1 to 2 inches. After that, we cool down to highs in the 20s. It's 37 degrees at our studios.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Rice Lake's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Did you miss what's hot from Wisconsin to Hollywood? Listen to the Nightlight with Pete Schwabe podcast on civicmedia.us. You can always listen through Spotify, Apple Podcast, or the Civic Media app. Take Nightlight with Pete Schwabe anywhere you go. Once again, here is your host, Pete Schwabe.
Welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on a Tuesday night.
such a fun show tonight. Rob Thomas, always a good time. And now it is my pleasure to welcome two members of the Dallas String Quartet, Jan Zonka and Melissa Priller. They will be performing here in Wisconsin over the next two nights, but right now they are with me in spirit and over what I like to call the World Wide Web. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. Thanks for taking the time out. Are you packing warm clothes? I know you're in Dallas.
Dug out all of my sweaters just to come see you all.
Nice.
I almost missed the memo, but I hear that you're about 27.
That sounds about right. Yeah. You guys are going to have a great time. Tell us a little bit about, give us some background, first of all, for listeners about what the Dallas String Quartet is, in case people have not heard of you.
So Dallas String Quartet is a crossover genre between classical and pop music. Kind of try to bridge that gap between the symphony audience and the pop rock audience. And we take an approach where we put our own spin or with our classical background on some of the most popular tunes, and anything from Van Halen and Led Zeppelin to Rihanna and
Taylor Swift.
And Taylor Swift.
The queen herself.
I've heard of her.
Yes. So it's kind of, our tagline is where Bach meets Bon Jovi.
I saw that. Yeah.
It's a little bit of everything, you know, in consideration.
That's so great. Do you play more Bach or more Bon Jovi? Was that a hard marriage at first?
More Bon Jovi. I mean, we're both classically trained, but at some point you just kind of want to get around stage and dance. We tried the orchestra thing and it wasn't for me personally.
You tried the what, Melissa?
You know, you most classical musicians go into an orchestra, and it wasn't for me.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So you're trained, but you like to rock. I've seen the videos, and you're kind of the front person, correct, Melissa?
Me and Jan, yeah. I mean, I'm probably the one that dances the most, I would say, for sure.
My dance moves are not as nice.
We're working on it. Well, he's getting there.
Not with that attitude.
Not really. But I fake it really well, and I pretend to go to the drummer and just like I rock with him, but most of the time, I let the girls do the rocking.
He talks to the audience, I would say.
Okay.
A little bit more, yeah.
Hey, that's an art in and of itself. It's a good banter with the audience. I don't find that very, more often than not, I would say it's not great. Even Super Bowl performers, not necessarily this year, but so that's an art in and of itself. And
it's true.
Frankly, Jan, if you want a background dancer to make you look even better, I'm available. I got the leg warmers, ready, and the shawl. I'm going to look great. So Jan, you're the founder of the group. Give us a little information. Tell us about the process of putting a group like this together. You guys are so successful now, but tell us a little bit about the challenges starting out.
You know, Pete, when they say you're the founder, that means you're the oldest in the group. I used to take it as a compliment, but lately,
Does that also mean you're the boss, though?
He is.
Okay.
Yes, I guess that. So, yes, good and bad. But, the fun thing with this group, we started, we all have classical music background. We played in symphonies, and we just wanted to have our own voice a little bit. And one time we went out of our comfort zone and started playing Bittersweet Symphony by The Verve.
Oh,
it was
nice.
A public event. And people were just going nuts. So it was, our eyes got open and we're like, okay, maybe there's something different. It's okay. Maybe it's not just us there
that feel this way.
And so we recorded an album and that got million streams and things kind of snowballed from there. And now we get to do this and travel and entertain and have fun and get to meet new people.
That is so cool. And you guys, I saw a number 2 hit on Billboard. It kind of flashes up in your webpage, but I didn't see any information after. What was that? Was that Love?
That was our album, Love Always.
That's right. And tell me about that.
Yeah, 2022. It charted at number 2 on the classical crossover Billboard chart and the classical, I believe.
In the classical.
Right behind Lindsey Stirling, who was number 1 that week.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. That's exciting. That's so cool. So on your website also said you guys played Blake Shelton and Gwen Stefani's wedding.
It was so cool.
Was it? And was that pressure or what was that like?
I mean, a little bit. It was, so he has a ranch in Oklahoma and gorgeous expanse. And he built this cathedral on like a cliffside for her. And
more like a chapel.
It was a chapel. What did I say?
Cathedral. Yeah.
Oh yeah, no, never mind. A little mini chapel. Sorry. And it was intimidating because not only, yes, are you playing in front of, you know, Grammy winning legends, but also they asked us to play a few of their own love songs that they had written for each other. So when you're playing the artist's own song, it's I was like, guys, we have to rehearse.
Yeah.
But it was an incredible, it was a beautiful ceremony. He even sang a song to her for their vows. So we got a little bit of a Blake Shelton private performance, which was super cool.
That is really cool. What a way to start your, what are they doing okay? I don't expect you guys to have too much information.
I saw them perform together before the.
I don't know, but it's so interesting. We've done so many things. We played for President Bush, Obama. We played with Ed Sheeran. Every single thing, but yet everybody's just really fascinated about the Gwen Stefani, Blake Shelton's wedding. It's so interesting, I guess.
That must have been
couple right there.
Yeah, and I'm not saying you guys are responsible if they're having trouble. I'm sure that it had nothing to do with your performance, but
I see what you're doing, Ben.
Just trying to drum up some. Any publicity is good publicity. Tell me about what it was like to play for presidents. What, now that's got to be some pressure, I would imagine.
Yeah. That was not a pressure, actually.
No, it was really cool. I remember it was really funny. I remember we were, we had just played an event that President Bush was at, and there's always Secret Service everywhere, and there's always a lot of security. But we had taken a picture with him at the end, and he's right over my shoulder looking at my music, and he goes, "What the hell does that say?" And he's like cracking jokes.
So yes, that
it was actually he was actually very comfortable to play around, and he's, you know, joking about the music. So
did you
that was my encounter.
Yeah, I mean, President Bush was so great. I mean, we still get Christmas holiday cards from every Christmas year.
Oh, nice.
From him and the foundation. Is very, very, very sweet people. And so, and they had a great way to make you feel welcome and not feel stressed, and the way he jokes and he's easygoing. And so we were not nervous at all.
That's pretty cool. Did the Secret Service like have to check your instrument carryings?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah. You go through like metal detectors, have to take everything out, which is just, I get it, but it's a pain.
Yeah.
They open your violin cases because they're pretty heavy duty cases. They're like, what are you bringing in here? Your entertainment, you know?
And you just got to say, look, if I wanted to, I could use this violin as a weapon, but I'm not that kind of person. So
exactly. Just like that. I love it.
I can make your ears hurt really quickly.
He will be begging us to stop. No.
Right.
I'm sure that was not the case. That's Georgia pretty cool.
Comes in all kind of forms, you know?
Yeah, right. So tell me about the rest of your group, you guys. Are there four of you?
Oh, they're not as cool as us.
They're so not as cool.
They're on their way out. Is that what I'm hearing here? We can break it live on Nightlight here.
The Dallas String Duo. Yeah.
You guys have pretty good chemistry. I'm just wondering if the other two fit in when they're around you. Can you tell me about, so it's Valerie Height and bass, and you have a bassist too. How do you decide where you stop with instruments, or do you ever have accompaniment aside from the four of you? How does that work?
We do. We've got drums and guitar and keys on these shows coming from Wisconsin.
Oh, nice.
So we have a whole rhythm section behind us that really just adds a lot of energy. So, I mean, how else would you play Led Zeppelin without drums behind you?
Right. That's so cool.
You're going to get a little bit of everything in this show. You'll get a little bit of classical pop hits, and then you'll get the rock stuff in the second half, and on electric violins that actually light up. They're LED violins.
So wow.
More of a, don't think of a classical string, but think more Trans-Siberian.
Think of a band.
Yes.
Think of a band.
You guys seem like, my guests, by the way, are Jan Zanka and Melissa Priller from the Dallas String Quartet are joining me here on Nightlight right now. They are playing in Wisconsin. They will be at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center tomorrow night in La Crosse, and you can catch them Thursday night at the Grand Theater in Wausau. Both intimate, really cool venues. What do you guys prefer when you play? Do you like really huge venues, more smaller and intimate?
I mean, we love to get to know our audience, and so there's something pretty special about a more intimate venue, especially they're always in these beautiful, cool towns that we would probably never get to see otherwise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, both have their perks, but I am excited for these two venues specifically.
That's pretty cool. So it also says you guys play Guns N' Roses' Sweet Child of Mine to Taylor Swift's Anti-Hero. What are your favorite songs or genres or bands to cover?
My favorite song is always performing Kashmir by Led Zeppelin, because they do this violin concerto first, and then there's this big drop, and it goes right into that da-na-na, da-na-na of Kashmir. So that's my favorite, personally.
And what about
Jan? Likes, what do you like, Jan?
Did Jan just kind of shut down there? Did Jan just kind of nod off in the last minute? He was very talkative before.
I have, depends, you know.
I think moody, so moody. Like, either like jazz one day or classical the next. I mean, it gives me whiplash.
Okay.
I like Sting. I like a little bit of jazz influence with pop music. Yeah.
Nice. You guys see more... different than you use Trans-Siberian Orchestra as a comp, but you guys seem more like rocky. I don't know. You have a different sound. I like it better. Nothing against Trans-Siberian, but you guys have more of a kind of a, it's more string based, I guess, which I like.
Yeah. More liberty to put, you know, like the famous guitar solos on violin, you know, that's a challenge and it's entertaining for the audience and it's challenging for us. So we really get to do that a little bit more, and we're able to make the electric violins, plug them into these pedals and make them sound like guitar. So it's really a fun show, and being able to change genre quicker in the show kind of makes us a little bit more nimble than a big Trans-Siberian show, whereas everything is very planned, very stick to the guns type thing. This one, it's a little bit more dynamic.
We can do things like Vivaldi Four Seasons and then go into Journey. And
that is so cool.
Classical elements. But this show, we have, since for Valentine's Day, we've got a little bit of that love Bridgerton inspiration in it. So the first half of our show is going to touch on some famous songs from Bridgerton and some inspiration there from that iconic Netflix show.
I saw that video that your publicist, by the way, she is doing an amazing job.
We love you, Katie.
I'm not kidding, because I was telling her over email. She emailed me like a week and a half ago. I don't know how I missed it, but she reached out again a day or two ago and she stuck with it. We were able to make this work. I told her I've had two publicists in my life and I guarantee neither one of them worked as hard, not here at Civic Media, but in the past. She's working overtime. A nice Christmas bonus for her. That's all I'm saying.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Katie.
And now I've made
things. Put on my cap. Okay.
And I will tell you, folks, if you get a chance, run to YouTube and watch some clips. If you're on the fence about going tomorrow or Thursday, if you're in La Crosse or Wausau, check out the YouTube clips. Watching Melissa transition into Kashmir is really cool. It took me back to Fast Times at Ridgemont High, but you have your own sort of style with it too. It was really fun. So are there still tickets available for both shows? Do you know?
There are. There's a couple left at each, and we'd love to see you there.
Conrad, take a memo. We need to get these tickets.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. My guests are Jan Zanka and Melissa Priller from the Dallas String Quartet. Coming up next, I'm going to ask them what they're watching on colored television. This is Pete Schwabe in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Wisconsin voters, listen up for important information about a recent decision from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. The court has ruled that Wisconsin's current state legislative maps are unconstitutional. While Wisconsin is closely divided between Democrats, Republicans, and Independents, these Republican-drawn maps have allowed them to keep big majorities in the state legislature, even when more people voted for the other party. Republicans have used these rigged maps to stay in power and serve their special interest friends, while being unaccountable to Wisconsin voters, undermining progress on important issues that Wisconsin really cares about, like rising costs, gun violence, and abortion access. Now, the Wisconsin Supreme Court has ordered that new maps be drawn to protect our freedoms and make sure our voices are heard. Visit abetterwisconsin.org/fairmaps to tell the Wisconsin Supreme Court thank you for standing up for fair maps. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor. Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to Nightlight.
Like the legend of the Phoenix.
Got a couple members of the Dallas String Quartet hanging out with me, helping me close tonight's show. Jan Zanka and Melissa Priller are here. Jan is the founder of the band. Is it a band? A quartet,
yes.
I guess. Okay. And Melissa plays violin. Jan, what do you play?
I play viola.
Oh, viola. Okay.
And it's those an overgrown are violin.
I thought you were going to say an overgrown child.
They are playing at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center tomorrow night in La Crosse, and then Thursday night they play the Grand Theater in Wausau. Is it a relief to come to a place like Wisconsin and play for people in these intimate settings as opposed to Gwen Stefani or Presidents? Do you guys have more fun when you can just like kick loose or what?
Oh, of course it's fun having a full room of people there to party with you.
Yeah.
It is definitely fun. We love to travel. We love to spend time with each other. And then
see your cool little, you know, or big cities.
And so it's kind of fun to get to know the audience because we encourage them to be pretty vocal of, you know,
sing along
and do all kind of stuff. So we have fun with the audience. And then we actually, after each show, we come outside and say hello and we get to talk to a lot of people.
You get you get to go to the local bars and do shots of Jägermeister and
of course.
All right.
Just don't do this though.
I'll tell you, I used to do stand-up comedy and my favorite venues to play. Every once in a while I would end up in a town like Wausau or something and they would have a show at these little opera houses. They are such a cool thing in America and I love finding towns that have them. Mm-hmm. Are these the kind of venues you typically play or will you go wherever or how does that work when you're planning your tour?
It's kind of it's kind of a mix, but you know, I'm originally from Romania and I think I've seen more of United States than a lot of Americans have seen.
Probably.
But it's always, you know, when I first moved here, my only reference was the TV show Friends. And so I was looking for Central Park and New York and skyscrapers. And so now being seeing Midwest is almost seeing like a different country, you know, so it's always fun to see that part of the United States.
Yeah, that's a great answer. Are you hoping that more people find this type of music? Because you guys seem to have appeal to classical music fans and younger fans that like more mainstream music. Are you getting more followers? Are you hoping to bring more young people to this this type of music?
Yeah, and we can find a lot of our music on Spotify or Amazon Music, Apple Music, YouTube.
We had a young, I think it was about 12 years old boy that the last show.
Oh my gosh.
And he was so funny. He came and he said, I know it's going to be like a old, sad music, but you guys were so much fun. And
oh,
so
that's
he
great.
Was a musician as well. So we love to be able to inspire young musicians as well and show them that it doesn't matter the instrument that you play. You can play oboe, piano, whatever you play, violin, viola. You can have fun. If you love music, you can have fun.
That's so great. What are your favorite cities to play, you guys?
I like Florida.
You like going to Florida?
I like Florida, yes.
It's a toddler town.
I like coming to Wisconsin because I'm originally from outside of Chicago. So sometimes my family can come up and see the Wisconsin shows. So it's always kind of fun to see everyone.
And the breweries. You guys have great breweries.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, there's no lack of
fun after parties.
There's no lack of beer in the state. That is for sure.
You know, that's it's kind of a challenge because I want to try it before the show.
You'll create but a whole new.
Speeches aren't as good. Over
the My English is not very good looking after that.
Or better looking, you know.
Better looking. Can't get any worse. So.
I just want to see you guys get invited back. So take it easy at the after parties, will you? So what do you guys? All right. The show is over. The party is over. You're back in your hotel rooms. What are you watching on TV? That's what we talk about on the show a lot. Have you seen good movies? Yeah. What are you binge watching? What are you cringe watching? Please share.
I'm currently watching Succession. I just made it to season two. Everyone won all the awards, like swept the Golden Globes. And I'm like, okay, I need to see what this is all about. And I'm forcing myself through it. It's good sometimes.
Yeah.
Better than others. Succession.
That's a really, you know what? It's funny, Melissa. That is what most people, that's how I, when I accepted it as a comedy, I liked it a lot better. When
it's
I was,
true.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
Because it is, just got better. Pardon?
It just got better at the beginning of season two.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. What about you, Jan?
I am watching Succession well, but it's kind of a social study. But when I go to the hotel, you know, I don't have that option to choose, you know, it's whatever is on TV. My hope is that I find some end of the world movie, you know, like Day After Tomorrow. I get myself some Cheez-Its, you know.
And you should have asked us what our go-to snack was.
And gummy bears, and I'm good right there.
Well, if your diet is Cheez-Its and gummy bears, the end of the world is coming probably faster than you think.
Only on the road. When you're on the road, it doesn't count.
Yeah, you can't have these snacks at home. This is only when you're stranded in your hotel room.
Because I always tell my wife that it's like, well, it's so late, you know, there's nothing open. So the only thing you have the vending machine in the hotel. So it's like, I have to get some gummies, you know?
Honey, I have no choice. I need sugar and salt in massive amounts. I don't make the rules. Correct. That's the rules of the road. Exactly.
You don't make the rules.
That's right. Well, I wish you guys great shows. Break a Leg tomorrow night and Thursday night. Once again, this is the Dallas String Quartet. If you live in or near La Crosse and Wausau, they will be in La Crosse tomorrow night at the Viterbo Fine Arts Center and at the Grand Theater in Wausau on Thursday night. You guys are great. I hope you keep gaining followers and just crushing it because you got a new fan here, so don't be strangers.
Thank you so
much. Thank you, Pete.
You're welcome.
We had the best time with you.
What's that?
That we had a great time talking with you.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, guys. Have a great night. That's Melissa Priller and Jan Blanca from the Dallas String Quartet joining me on Nightlight tonight. So much fun. Check out those shows and check out their videos on YouTube. They're so much fun. Like, they have this, like, different kind of genre of music. It's a little classical, a little rock, as we talked about, and they are a really fun live performance from what I can tell. Conrad, are we road tripping or what? Are we going to go? There you go. Turn the mic on. That'll help.
Will help, actually.
That time I actually thought you took a powder. I thought you left. Don't do that to me. All right. I think we should road trip. They were fun. Hey, thanks to all my guests tonight, too. Rob Thomas, always fun to talk to Rob. And Alexandra Freeman from Wisconsin Matchmaking. Have a great Valentine's Day tomorrow, everybody. And we'll see you back here tomorrow night on Nightlight. This is Pete Schwabe. Good night, Wisconsin. I'll take you to your best friend's house. Go around this roundabout. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'll take me to your best friend's house. I loved you then and I love you now. Oh, yeah. Oh, don't take me tongue tied. Don't wait. Sawyer County's choice for news, talk, and sports. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Wednesday on Nightlight, author Doug Heim joins the show. Check us out in our new time slot from 7 to 9 p.m. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. This is the Buzz of the North.
WBZA. H910 AM, W245 CT Hayward,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.